Welcome. This is episode 4 of the Nash Country Cooks Podcast. Well, hello there. Bill West, live from our studios in, I want to say Nashville. No, I'm actually in Charleston, South Carolina, but we talk to a lot of people in Nashville. And today, we go to the epicenter of hot chicken. At least when I'm thinking food, I found out now. Not just hot chicken, but dumplings too. We'll reveal our guest in just a second. First, if you want to find out a little bit more about me and my radio station, I'm here at the studios of Nash FM 96.9 in Charleston. And I also operate a podcast or a website called barbecuetricks.com and working on a book as well. You can find out more about me, barbecuetricks.com, or email me at nashfm969.com. Now, without further ado, I want to introduce you to a lady born Loretta Lynn Morgan in Nashville, Tennessee, and daughter of the famous George Morgan. In fact, she joined the Grand Ole Opry and was the youngest member at the time. We'll ask her a little bit about that, but had the big hits, number ones, including a three-week number one, What Part of No Don't You Understand, or I Didn't Know My Own Strength, Go Away, Watch Me, Except for Monday. And one I remember, Maybe Not Tonight with Sammy Kershaw, her ex, back in 1999. She got a new greatest hits album, A Picture of Me, that's out right now. You can get that everywhere. And her current album is called Letting Go Slow. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So you've been fairly busy lately.
I would say I've been very, very busy lately, Bill, for sure.
Have you been hitting the road much? I know clearly you've been recording and you got the album out.
Yeah, we've been hitting it every weekend, actually. You know, in country music, we're on tour all year long. You know that.
And I've been a fan for years, but I never realized. I read some more information about you, and I didn't realize you were the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry.
I was the youngest. I was the youngest person to be made a member back when in '84. But then Little Miss Allison Krauss came along and stole that title from me. So it's not the youngest member, but the youngest person to ever be made a member.
We're talking a lot about food today, as well as some great music that you have. Before I ask the questions about food, let me ask you, tell me about the new album and where it came from. And
well, it's actually called Letting You Go Slow. It's, you know, Bill, I hadn't had an album out, in, a solo album out in 6 years. And it was just time for me to get in there and make some music, because I just wasn't into it. I didn't feel that the music I was hearing on radio was doing anything for me, and I was very I was questioning my own ability to pick songs, my own ability to sing them. And so finally, after so many years, my producer called me and he said, Loretta, it's time for us to make some music again. And I had been saving up songs, Bill, for probably 12, 15 years, just saving songs that I felt one day I would be ready to record. And I just told him, I said, well, I happen to have about 800 of them here, so we'll just go through them and pick them out. And they all just worked. They worked beautifully.
Who produced this whole project?
Richard Landis.
And I think I read you feel like you approached this one differently than all the others?
I did. I did approach it differently, and I approached it differently for a few different reasons, because I just felt like we needed to go in and forget all the bells and the whistles and all the high technology that people are recording with now. And, you know, we went in as a band and an artist like they used to, and there were very, very minor overdubs for this particular project, and you know, the band, the guys just loved it. They were so into the whole the whole feeling of the songs we picked, and just the laid back of the session. Everything was just really laid back, and they loved it, and I loved it. And we just felt right then that we had a Grammy album, you know. We just kind of felt it.
What's your favorite track on this new album? If you could pick one, are they all your babies?
Well, let's see. I love Spilt Milk. I love Letting You Go Slow. Something About Trains.
And I see you got Ode to Billy Joe and Lay, Lady Lay. You got actually some covers on there?
Yeah, we put some covers on there because those, I've always wanted to record Lay, Lady Lay.
Oh, yeah.
And, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, and I'm a big Bob Dylan fan, and I wanted to record it. And toward the last minute, I got cold feet and decided I wasn't going to do it. My husband was like, oh, no, you have to do it. I've been looking forward to it. So, we did it. And here's the funny thing, you know, we were trying to figure out a way to do it a little differently, but still, you know, give credit and honor to the way that Bob did it, you know. I mean, it's his song and blah, blah, blah. And so we were sitting there trying to get a key for it, and my producer came in and said, hey, I got a great way of doing this. And so I said, what's that? He said, country reggae. And I started laughing, and the band just started playing around with it, and it just came out great. It was awesome.
I love it.
And then one of them said, so Miss Lori, are you going to change the lyrics from Lay, Lady Lay to Lay Baby Lay? And I said, well, do you have the nerve to change a Bob Dylan lyric? Because I'm not.
That's right. Yeah, you talk about Bob Dylan, and you've been doing this for, have you met all the icons, so to speak, that you could imagine? I'm sure you've...
I have never met Bob Dylan, and I would love to meet Bob Dylan. Matter of fact, he's coming to Nashville, I think sometime in May, and I'd really, really love to meet him. But I've never got a chance to meet Bobby Gentry. I always have loved her. But I've been pretty fortunate that I've met most of my idols.
Now, I'm doing a podcast called Country Cooks. Tell me your, this is going to be a broad question. I know some of it, but what's your connection with food and what's your food story?
My connection with food. Well, I'm a hot chicken lover. I love hot chicken.
Yes.
Grew up on it since I was just a little bitty girl, and I had my own restaurant, actually, hotchickens.com years ago.
I have been, and, you know, before, I am enamored with hot chicken, and now you see KFC is doing hot chicken. What?
It's crazy. It's just crazy. I've had some people say they tried it, but it really isn't the Nashville chicken. It's got a little sweet taste to it, and we don't put any sweet in Nashville chicken. But, you know, I love it, and I love to cook. I love to cook it, and I love to cook the chicken and dumplings. And I just, you know, my calling is I really, really wanted a restaurant back after I had to leave the other restaurant. We had to close it down due to divorce. But
is that hot chicken? Is that the .com?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, but I've been looking for the perfect place, you know, to put one in, and just can't find the good location yet.
Do you share the recipes at all?
I think that, yeah. I think a lot of people share it. It's not the recipe, it's the preparation. That's the ticket.
If somebody, I just don't think you can do it at home. I've tried to try and get close and go on the internet and try and figure out how to get, I've been to the old restaurant. I loved it, and I can deal with hot, but I can't get close.
Ah, well, maybe someday some little bird will teach you how to do it.
Hopefully you'll open up a place. Have you ever thought about doing a cookbook?
I have. It's hard to do a cookbook because And I really would like to do a cookbook. I just can't, you know, most of my stuff is feeling, is there's not measurements.
Yeah. I bet with that stuff, I've heard about dumplings, especially. You said you that's one of your, what would you say your specialty is?
I would say dumplings.
Yeah?
That's my, as a matter of fact, I made them night before last. And my husband had them, heated them up last night, and we had some friends over, and he heated them up, and we watched The Revenant, and he had a big old bowl of dumplings.
Love it. What's your, would you, you may not have to give up, you might not want to give away your secret, but if you're advising somebody at home making dumplings, what do they have to watch out for?
Oh, you have to use the correct amount of shortening. If you get too much shortening in it, or not enough flour, I mean, it's just, the consistency has to be perfect. If it's too rubbery or too mushy, your dumplings are going to fall apart. It's got to be the right consistency. And it's four cups, if you're making 4 cups, it's 4 cups of flour to four tablespoons of shortening and teaspoons of salt that we cut back on our salt. So we do half the salt. So
okay. There's nothing more country, I would say, than a dumpling recipe. What would you say country cooking is to you?
There's a lot, I think, that involves that. First off, it's family gathering around and cornbread and things made with, you know, good old bacon fat.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband makes wonderful cornbread, and we make potato cakes and things like that, and, you know, collard greens and turnip greens, and that's the kind of country cooking I'm talking about, biscuits, homemade biscuits.
Yum. So if you're in the kitchen, what's on your kitchen playlist?
Oh, that's everything from Dean Martin to, country classics to the spa. It just depends. I have a plethora of music that I listen to throughout the house, and it depends on what I'm cooking, you know? If I'm cooking Italian, I got Dean Martin on, and Andre Bocelli, and, you know, I got to get in the mood.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to give you some rapid-fire questions, all right? Then they're going to be food-related, too. So,
what do I have to do? Say the first thing that comes to my mind?
Yeah, and I usually end up running down rabbit tracks here and asking more questions. But you like barbecue? What's the best barbecue out there?
Ooh, Witt's Barbecue.
Ooh, is that a Nashville place?
Uh-huh, yes.
How about a favorite kind of cheese?
Cabot habanero cheese.
Oh. So you, of course, with the hot chicken, you're going to like spice. What's your highest level of heat that you've been able to tackle?
400 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
The atomic.
All right, so best place to get a hot dog?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't eat hot dogs out. So
no.
I guess it'd be my kitchen because I make kraut and hot dogs here.
How about, do you have a favorite kind of pie?
Well, I'm not a big sweet eater, so I'll have to say a pecan pie.
Okay. And all-time favorite country song, either yours or somebody else's?
Is It Raining at Your House?
Lovely. And do you have a favorite chef, either TV, real life, or cookbook chef?
Giada.
Lori Morgan, thank you so much. Where can we keep track of you these days? Is the
Lori.com, LORRIE.com. I'm on Facebook, Lori Morgan. That's me on there talking to everybody.
Do you tweet?
I do not tweet. But I Facebook, and that's about it. And I'm trying to learn the Instagram thing. It's hard.
It's hard to keep up with all this stuff, right? I know I have a hard time keeping up with it all.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, we look forward to hearing all the music on the album, and I appreciate you giving me so long here to talk. I know talking a little bit of country cooking and food.
My pleasure, okay? Thank you.
And our thanks again to the legendary Lori Morgan, Nash icon there. And if you want to find out more about her, remember her website, Lorrie.com. It's Lorrie.com. She got that in the earlier days of a one-name domain name. It's probably hard to get these days. You want to find out more about me? I'm at BarbecueTricks.com. It's Bill West. And just releasing a new book in a couple of days, The Barbecue Blueprint, that you can get on Amazon, or all the details on the website as well. And if you just want a freebie book, I've got one of those as well, Barbecue Sauces and Sides, that you are welcome to claim by going to the website and letting us know you're listening. In fact, we would love for you to make a review and a rated review on iTunes and some comments. Tell us what we can do better about this podcast. I'm going to be choosing some of the commenters and some of the reviewers and rewarding you with some free music out of our music stash here at Nash FM. Until next time, let me leave you with some last words. Not his final words, but a famous quote from the great W.C. Fields, who once said, quote, "I cook with wine. Sometimes I even add it to the food."